corporate, transnational and domestic. There is a theoretical and practical debate which has been ongoing since the first joint stock corporations of Britain and the US as to the purpose and value of companies to a modern society, which is linked to the wider debate on the varieties of capitalism and socialism and relationship between private and public sectors. There has been convergence and divergence of approaches across the globe to the director primacy model provided in popular company and corporation destinations such as Delaware in the US, the traditional shareholder primacy system in the UK, and the diverse European models, some of which have emphasised a wider stakeholder approach to the interests that should be regulated by law governing corporations. In order for skilled legal advisers to advise directors, in-house counsel, shareholder and stakeholders on the legal issues of investments, incorporating, managing and restructuring companies, a wide transnational mindset, taking into account global developments and differences in jurisdictional patterns of corporate law, is a must. The activities of a company in one jurisdiction will, in this financialized and globalized economy, directly or indirectly affect other companies in the same group, affiliates, suppliers, shareholders, passive investment funds, activist hedge funds and private equity groups, labor pools and wider stakeholders. A decision by a director may have wide-ranging effects and liabilities. The balance of power and control inside a company and external to it is critical to maximizing the potential of reward from corporate risk, maximizing profit and social benefit in the manner determined by regulation, the owners or decision makers of the corporation, and social conscience. Lawyers carry responsibility for their input over the ages into the coding of laws that govern the management of capital and the use of corporations to shield liability, to be used as a vehicle to manage a set of contractual interests or as a constitutional construct designed to clearly define roles and responsibilities. To advise clients on short, medium and long-term issues relating to company structures, lawyers must possess an historical knowledge of comparative law in jurisdictions, the law in their jurisdiction of practice, and some degree of competent foresight as to the direction of regulation and law. Therefore, setting up and giving birth to a corporation should not be taken lightly if the capital and risk-reward ratios are of relative importance to the creators. The parameters of the relationship between owners, shareholders, lenders, funders, founders, managers, the board and executives, the company and third parties, the company and the state must all be considered as efficiently as possible to ensure that client objectives may be met.